Hi, this is Casey Treat. I'm pastor at Christian Faith, and we are excited to have you with us on our podcast. Thanks for joining in. I'm praying that you're going to hear a word that will inspire you, empower you to connect with Jesus and become more like him. That's what we live for. That's what's happening on today's podcast. Great to have you with us on Easter Sunday. It's a good day to rise up. Welcome to Christian Faith. You know, a lot of people believe in parts of the Bible and parts of Christianity, right? It's kind of a popular thing in our world today, in our culture today. We pick the things that we like, and we kind of ignore the things that we don't like. I often have people come up to me after church, and they'll say something like, man, Casey, that was so good. I love your message. Not that I believed everything. And I think a lot of us, we kind of have to hold the right to never agree with everything. Like, I like that guy, but not that I agree with everything. And that's kind of a cultural thing. We're in, but not all the way in. But I think it's true for many who would call themselves Christians, but maybe you would say something like, well, I believe in the teaching of Jesus, but I don't know about all those miracles. You know, it's like a miracle. I mean, really? You believe all that? Like rose from the dead and virgin birth? I mean, come on. But think about it in this way. If Jesus was a good teacher and you believe in his teaching, he said he was one with the Father, essentially saying, I am God. He said, I will rise again, tear down this temple in 3 days, I will rebuild it. As Jonah was in the belly of the fish, so the Son of Man. So if he's a good teacher and not just a phony, you have to believe in the resurrection. And you have to embrace the miracles that he did because that's part of who he is. So it's hard for us to kind of pick certain parts of the Bible and actually think that we're being legitimate or reasonable. You know, the Bible said the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. That same Spirit raises us up. So if your Christianity is only a philosophy, if it's only a religion, if it's only just kind of a tradition that you follow loosely, you're missing the whole point. The whole point is to experience that resurrection life and to follow Jesus, not only in the teaching, not only in the lifestyle, but in the resurrection power that enabled him to overcome and enables us to overcome. You know, religion is not that cool. People often say, I didn't know you were such a religious person. You know, like you're on the golf course. You guys know how it is, or you girl golfers. The first hole, you don't talk. You don't say nothing. You just hit your ball and move on. Because you're waking up, right? And then the second hole, you say, hey, what was your name again? And right? And then the third hole, you're like, so where are you from? And then the fourth and fifth and sixth hole, it's like, so what do you do? So then when people ask me, I say, well, I'm a pastor. And then I always get this response. Oh, crap, why didn't you tell me? Because for the last four holes, they've been cursing their ball. They've been yelling at everybody, you know. They've already drank three beers. And then they find out I'm a pastor. And I always laugh and I go, no, it's all right, bro. Keep cursing and because whatever you're doing, it's not working and I don't even care. But people think of a pastor or, you know, somebody in my position, they say, oh, you're a very religious person, which means you follow traditions. You have a traditional church. Maybe I wear robes on Sunday. You know, I follow the liturgy. I do certain things, I never wanted to be that guy, and I really don't consider myself that guy. I'm not very religious, but I do want to be spiritual. I do want to follow Jesus. I do want to live a life that is spiritually powerful, that overcomes, that rises above. And I do want to think about life for eternity. So I would invite you today, don't just be a philosophical Christian or a traditional Christian or even a religious person, but rather let's follow Jesus and embrace all that he said and all that he did, and let's experience this abundant life that he came to give us. He said, I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't say, I came so you could be religious, right? And maybe that's where you've, you know, kind of not embraced it or not enjoyed it because you were thinking, you know, I don't want to get too far into this thing because then you get weird. No, I don't want to be weird either. You and me, we're together in that. No weirdness. Right? Somebody said, what kind of church is Christian faith? No weirdness. But spiritual, powerful, life-giving, abundant life, that's the kind of life that Jesus talked about and gives to us. Right? So if you're going to follow Jesus, you have to embrace the resurrection because the resurrection is the whole point. It wasn't being religious or being traditional or any of those things. It was life, abundant life, life that overcomes death. So we believe in the resurrection of Jesus because of all that he said and all of the scripture. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible speaks of the Messiah who would rise, who would live, who would overcome. We believe in the resurrection because of the historical reality. If you do a little research, I'm talking about more than ChatGPT, but I mean, that's a good place to start. But historically, people saw Jesus as he died and saw him afterwards alive. The disciples met with him in a room where he walked in, the doors being closed. And he said to them, put your finger in the hole in my side and the hole that is in my hands. And not just the 12 or the 11. It was others as well, and at one point, 500 people saw him alive after the cross, historically. And you can read Roman accounts and the historical writings of the reality of the resurrection. We believe in the resurrection because of the centuries of Christian experience. You know, if this thing wasn't real, it would have died out a long time ago. Think about this. The first Easter morning, okay, the first Sunday, right, Sabbath was Saturday. Sunday begins a new covenant, and Mary Magdalene. Now, who was Mary Magdalene? Remember, she had been demon-possessed. She was not a good church girl. Most likely homeless, most likely a little weird, you know, demons make you crazy. If you're going to pick someone to be the first one to see you rise from the dead, you probably wouldn't pick a homeless crazy lady. But Mary was the first one. And she looked in and she said, he's not there. And the angel then, later, the other Mary and the disciples came and the angel said, he's not here, he is risen. If you were gonna start, a religion and you wanted to establish, you know, these things that may or may not be true, you probably wouldn't have picked Mary Magdalene. So that's just another evidence that God never does things the way we would do it, and it has stood the test of time. Governments try to stomp it out. Way back in the first century up to the third century, they're trying to get rid of the Christians, persecute the Christians, kill the Christians, feed the Christians to the lions. Yeah, we just keep coming back. We just keep rising up. We just keep getting stronger. The church just keep, the communists try to kill Christianity. It's the opiate of the people. The church just keeps growing. And the church just keeps living. In China, they say the church is growing faster than any other nation in the world. Yeah, don't stomp on us. We spread. We just spread. So historical reality and the experience of Christians throughout the centuries. If this thing was just an ideology, a philosophy, or whatever, it would have faded and it would not have stood the test of time. We believe in the resurrection because of our own personal experience with Jesus. We could start telling stories, just go down every row, and every one of you has some kind of a story of what the reality of Jesus and the life of Christ, the resurrection power of Christ, what it's done in you. And maybe you feel like, well, my story's not that cool or whatever, but the fact is every one of us have been lifted because of the reality of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Every one of us. I'm that kid that was spaced out, smoked out, pilled out, all the outs. And the judge in Pierce County put me in rehab. And he said, if you stay in rehab, I will let you be there. If you leave, you're going to prison. I'm still in rehab today. Who wants to go to prison? And in the rehab center, they took us to our Mill Creek campus. Back then, it was a different church and another pastor. And I just walked in there, 19 years old, and I saw a service like this. People singing and lifting their hands and music that was alive and teaching that was relevant. And the first week I got saved and the next week I got baptized and then I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then I became part of the church family. And then a few weeks later, I went to Bible school and met my wife, Wendy. And then 2 years later, we started Christian Faith Center. Now, how do you go? How do you go from rehab to being a pastor? I mean, I could say to you, the beginning of my ministry was going to jail. Right? The beginning of this, everything that has happened at Christian Faith was me in rehab. How do you become a pastor? Well, go to rehab. And that I'm talking to some of you right now. No, I really mean that. Right? But you see what I'm saying? The reality of our lives, you and me, the change and the healing and the miracles that have happened, they cause us to know the resurrection is real. It's not just a philosophy. It's not just a tradition. It's not just the rules. It's not just the laws. It's the power of resurrection working in our lives, right? That's what we believe. That's what we celebrate. That's what it's all about. We love Easter bunnies, but it's not about the bunny. We love Easter eggs. It's not about the eggs. We love Easter candy. Bring me more. It's not about the candy. It's about the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. That's what is real. And that's what is working in our lives. Look with me in 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 12. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. Verse 16. For if the dead do not rise, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile. And you are still in your sins. Then also those who have fallen asleep in Christ have perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most pitiable. The resurrection is everything in Christianity. And you can't be a Christian without embracing that reality. And when you do embrace that reality, that power, that spiritual life begins to transform so many things in your life. If you will believe it, if you will embrace it, and if you will allow it, it will transform so many things in your life. Let me just share a few thoughts along this line. Since Christ is risen, we know God wins over Satan. Now, maybe you would say, well, that's obvious. Everybody believes that. Do you? Do you believe God wins? Because I think many people believe evil is more powerful than good. I think many people believe the bad people are going to win over the good people. But the Bible says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. God is greater than Satan. Oh yeah, Satan does different things. I understand. I believe we have an enemy. He walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But we resist him steadfast in the faith. And the power that raised Jesus from the dead enables you and me to overcome the power of evil in our world. So when you say, I can't help it, the addiction is too strong. I can't help it, my anger just takes over. I can't help it, the depression is just, you know, overwhelming me. No, you can help it because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. God is greater than the devil. You know, somebody said if you want to say something to the devil, you should write it on the bottom of your shoe because the Bible said we tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. That's why it's good. I have size 15s. I got a lot to say to the devil. Read it. God is greater than the devil. God wins. Satan thought he had won when he killed the Lord and Savior. But he rose from the dead. And I wonder if there was a moment where Satan said, uh-oh. He thought he'd won. And oftentimes he thinks he's won in our life. I'm sure he thought he had won, and I was a loser, and I was an addict, and I was broke and poor and sick and weak and negative in every way. I'm sure he thought he had won in my life, in your life, after the divorce, after the disease, in the cancer, whatever it was. But God just raises us up. God just comes with greater power. God just comes with love and healing and renewal. And he said, not so fast. We come back strong. We come back better. We rise up with life. And so God is stronger than Satan. The Bible said in 1 John chapter 3, for this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Number two, since Christ is risen, we know life wins over death. Death is not the end. Life wins over death. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead raises us up, not only here in this life, but for eternity. He that believes has everlasting life. I think some Christians forget that. You know, when our friends pass away, our family members pass away, they go on into eternity. We often cry and we're sad because we're thinking of the loss and we're thinking they're not going to be here with us. And I understand all of that. But also, there is a place to rejoice. There's a place to smile. Say, you know what? They're not in that body of flesh. And they're not dealing with the back pains and the head pains and the age pains and all the pains. They're free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty. They've risen up. Do you know the Bible said to be absent from the body is present with the Lord? So when you and I were talking to the body of our loved ones, right, who have gone on, we're talking to them, but they're not there. That's their body, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Life wins over death. You can't keep a Christian down. He rises up to heaven. And the reality of life should be as strong to us as the reality of our loss. That's why the Bible said there's no sting in death for the Christian. That we can actually have joy because we know we overcome. And while we feel our loss, let's celebrate life. It's just like someone graduating. We say to our loved ones, man, you beat me to heaven. You graduated first. Congratulations. Start working on that mansion for me. Right? That's the spirit. That's the faith. That's the confidence that we have. Even in death, life wins and we overcome and abundant life is available to us. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 25, for he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that will be destroyed is death. We believe Jesus even destroys death. Number three, since Christ is risen, we know faith wins over fear. The resurrection proves what we believe, what we have faith for, is stronger, is more powerful than any fear. Now, in our culture today, fears are exalted. Our worries, our anxieties, right? Our mental health struggles. We kind of are proud when we're anxious and we're depressed and we have some, you know, some worries and struggles mentally. We're kind of proud of it. We like to go on Facebook. My mental health, my anxiety. We claim it. We name it. It's mine. My fears, my worries, my struggles. And then all of our friends get on social media and say, I feel your pain. I'm with you, man. It's hard. Life is bad. We're all scared. And then with the politics, the wars, the economy, the job, they want me to work for like 40 hours. Can you imagine? It's freaking me out. Right? So it's common, it's kind of acceptable that we just let fears and these worries and negative emotions take over our life. But the Bible says the just shall live by faith. Faith is more powerful than fear. So I used to live in those fears and worries, and my greatest worry was I had no future. I could see no future. I couldn't see a relationship lasting. You know, girlfriends come and go and friends come and go. And I just saw no future and a career. I had no idea. What am I going to do? What should I do? My parents were trying to help me. They said, you can do anything. That didn't help because I knew it wasn't true. Like, they don't want slow white guys in the NBA. I can't do anything. Well, you can do everything. No, they don't want skinny white guys in the NFL. There's a lot of things I can't do. But I didn't know God had a plan. I didn't know God had a will, a journey for me. So I was just afraid. I was just worried. I was just kind of traumatized. And my answer was medicate the pain of your fear. And that's where a lot of people live. Just medicate the pain of your... Why do you need to drink by lunchtime? Why are you so excited about Friday when you can get drunk? Because you're trying to medicate the pain of your fears and avoid the reality of your worries. And we just get stuck in that cycle, and that's our world. But the Bible said you can believe. You can believe in God. You can believe in God's will and God's plan and God's future for your life. And Jesus said, have faith in God and speak to your problems. Speak to your mountains. Don't doubt in your heart, but believe what you say will come to pass and you will have what you say. Humans are funny. We like to talk about our mountains, but we don't talk to our mountains. Right? When something bad happens, you call 7 people and tell them about it. I went to the doctor today, and the doctor says, I have such and such. Can you believe it? I got to go. I got 4 other people I got to call and tell them about my bad news. And we quickly share our problems, our fears, our worries. And we put it on social media, and it's acceptable behavior. But what if you started putting on social media not what you're worried about or not what's negative, but what you believe? And what you have faith for. Hey, I just want to tell all my friends out there today, I woke up believing God is blessing my life. I am healed. I am whole. I am prospering. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Can I get an amen? You know, when somebody, that was pretty good. Thank you. You know what would happen? Somebody would DM you. You know what I'm saying? Trying to tell you I'm cool. I know about that. DM your Facebook. What do you DM? Your Instagram. They're going to DM your gram. And they're going to say, yeah, well, it's so easy for you to say. You're so happy. You're so positive. You don't know me. You don't know what I'm going. It's just a part of our culture to go down and stay sad. And worry and fear, but faith overcomes fear. Speak to your mountain. Don't talk about it. Talk to it. And believe what you say will come to pass. That mountain has to go. That sickness has to go. That debt has to go. That poverty has to go. That strife in my family has to go. Those divisions in my life, they have to go. Healing is working. Blessing is working. Joy is working. I believe. What you believe is more powerful than what you're worried about. Believe your beliefs and doubt your doubts. If you only get one thing on Easter, get that right there. Believe what you believe and doubt what you doubt. When doubts and fears rise up, that's not going to happen. But what I believe is going to happen. Have faith in God. Walk by faith. Pray prayers of faith. Speak words of faith. Read the scripture which grows your faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Dr. Cho was a pastor in Korea, passed away a few years ago. But he built the largest church in the world, an amazing church, approximately 1 million members. When I grow up, I want to be like Dr. Cho. It is called the Yoedo Full Gospel Church. And Dr. Cho is a great man of prayer and the word. He spoke several languages. He had several PhD degrees. He's just a brilliant man. But after all his years of ministry, Dr. Cho said to me personally, the greatest prayer I've ever prayed was three words. Lord, I believe. One time I was speaking there in Korea, and I was very young, and it was so scary. The sanctuary had 30,000 people, and he had 10 overflow rooms, 50,000 people, and they had 5 services on Sunday. And I'm just kind of shaking, you know. I'm a kid from Spanaway. I felt like, you know, that part in the movie where Dorothy's like, this ain't Kansas. And I'm stepping out onto the stage to preach in Yoedo Church, and Dr. Cho is leading me. And he stopped me just before we stepped onto the platform. And he said, Lord, I believe. And I just felt like the Holy Spirit washed away the worries, the fears, the trauma, the drama, and I could do what God wanted me to do. You don't have to be brilliant. You don't have to be eloquent. You don't have to have long prayers. You're walking into that meeting at your job. Just stop. Lord, I believe. And you're sitting down with your wife and you guys got some problems to work out. Just take her hand and say, Lord, we believe. And you're dealing with your kids, and, you know, kids are working it out. They're young. They're immature. Just touch them and say, Lord, I believe. And you're facing that new job interview or whatever it is. You're going into surgery for whatever it is. Just stop and say, Lord, I believe. Faith is greater than fear. The resurrection proves faith overcomes fear, right? That's what resurrection power is. What you believe is greater than any other force. In 1 John chapter 5, whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. How are you going to overcome the debt, the poverty, the cancer, the diabetes, the family trouble, the marriage trouble? How are you going to overcome your faith? Your faith will move mountains. Believe what you believe and doubt everything else. Since Christ is risen, we know righteousness wins over sin. In our world, it seems like bad things, bad people, bad behavior, bad lifestyle, bad choices gets all the attention. And people prosper in various things. And we think, boy, is that what you got to do? Is that how you got to do it? But I want you to know that the resurrection teaches us righteousness overcomes sin. That serving God, obeying God, being right with God. Righteousness doesn't mean you're always perfect. We all sin, and when we sin, we confess our sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive us. But then he helps us to rise above them, overcome them, the addiction, the attitude, whatever it is. He helps us stay right with him. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 54, when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law, but thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, sin is real, and we have to face it, and sometimes we struggle with it, but righteousness is more real. It's more, and staying right with God, and following God, and obeying God, and being a godly person is possible. Don't buy into the lie that you gotta cut corners and you gotta cheat and you gotta watch out for yourself because no one else is gonna watch out for you. No, 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 no. God's watching out for you. God's got your back. You can stay righteous. You can live right with him. When you make mistakes, you can go to him. He'll help you and you get right back on path with him. And righteousness will always bring a greater life, greater marriage, greater children, greater finance, greater health, greater everything, abundant life. Because you stayed right with God. It's possible and is powerful. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we know healing wins over sickness. Sometimes it feels like sickness and disease and old age and pains and troubles are more powerful than the healing and the peace and the joy of the Lord. But no, it's not. Maybe we just give it more attention. And maybe we actually kind of like our sickness and our disease. What else would I talk about if I wasn't sick? I wouldn't even have any appointments to go to if I didn't go see my doctors. All right, sounds a little funny, but I think some people like it. They're just kind of in that sickness and disease lifestyle. Again, we like to Facebook about our pains, our problems, and we get caught up and our insurance. And what's the government gonna do to provide me insurance? Well, what if you just got healed and didn't need it? Okay, I know that's a little far out. So might be the only thing you can't handle today. My point is the healing of Jesus is real. The health and the strength of Jesus and the fact that he bore your sickness at the same time that he bore your sin. What if you believe in that more than anything else? Now, don't get me wrong. I've been through the hepatitis C. I've been through the liver cancer. Wendy's been through a couple bouts with cancer. We get it. We're with you. We feel you. Right? We feel you. But never think sickness is stronger than the healing power of God. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24, himself bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. Some people say, how do I know if it's God's will to heal me? He already provided it. The scripture says, you were healed. By the cross and the resurrection, you were healed. Now, believe it, embrace it. Now, accept it. Just like when he died and rose again, he provided salvation. Part of your salvation is your healing. Right? Believe it. Embrace it. It's more real. It's more powerful. And even though sometimes we don't experience the healing in this realm, we know for eternity we have a glorified body that's healthy and whole and perfect in that realm. So we always win. We always overcome. We always know that God has a plan for us.
Thank you so much for joining with us today. I'm praying that you heard something that will impact your life. If you'd like more information, connect with us at the Christian Faith Church app or go to the website at christianfaith.us.